Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 27th day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful new day and we'll be looking at a brand new topic here on our show. If this is your first time of listening to us, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen. The Lord has a lot in store for us today. Are you ready to listen? If you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is as well. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, something out of nothing, Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 13 from our manual. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17 to chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 17 to chapter 18. Our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Our Bible reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 15 to 16. Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 15 to 16. Are you with your Bibles? From verse 15 it reads, I am the Lord, your only one, Israel's creator, your king. This is what the Lord says. He who made the way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, for my little walk with God in the last 51 years that I have been born again, I have observed that God specializes in bringing something out of nothing. When it seems like there is no way to solve a problem, he makes a way where there is no way, like he did in Exodus chapter 14 from verse 21 to 22. In Exodus chapter 16 from verse 11 to 17, when the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, God rained down ready-made food from heaven. Because he had never seen or tasted anything like it before, they called it manna. In Numbers chapter 11 from verse 1 to 32, when they were tired of eating only manna and wanted to eat meat, Moses cried to God on their behalf and God told him there would be meat the next day. As great as Moses' faith was, he found it hard to believe there could be enough meat for all the Israelites within one day. By the next day, God had provided heaps of quails for them. One day there was no meat, and the next day there was an abundance. That is my God. He specializes in bringing something out of nothing. This is why you must never underestimate him. In 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1 to 16, a city was experiencing a severe famine, and God spoke through his prophet that within 24 hours there would be so much food that nobody would want to buy. There was a top government official who said it was impossible. He saw it come to pass, but he died before he could partake of the miracle. It doesn't matter how hopeless a situation is. Just bring God into the equation and he will bring something out of nothing. A woman once asked me to pray for a child who was dumb and had never spoken since birth. I laid my hand on the child and said, "In the name of Jesus," and the child said, "Amen." I had not even spoken yet. And God caused the child who had never spoken before to speak. He put a voice where there was none. I was so amazed. I almost jumped out of the window. I pray for you today in those areas where the enemy has caused emptiness, barrenness, and stagnation. The great I Am will cause something good and beautiful to come out of them. God specializes in creating magnificent things out of dark and empty places, like he did in Genesis 1 from verse 1 to 3. Every nothingness in your life will turn into something bright and beautiful today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Lord, please turn every nothingness in my life to something bright and beautiful today in Jesus' name." Lord, please turn every nothingness in my life to something bright and beautiful today in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that I want us to take really, really serious. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceready.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye.